Hello again. This is Arthur C. Clarke and my world of science fiction. Today we continue the story of the Chrysalids by John Wyndham. In the first episode, David, while out playing one day, meets Sophie. But Sophie is a blasphemy, a mutant with six toes. When her secret is discovered, she and her parents flee from a society which won't tolerate any kind of deviation from the normal. What is David to do?
Hello there, Davy.
Hello, Uncle Axel.
Up and about again? How are you feeling?
All right. Can I tell you something, Uncle Axel?
Yes, you can trust me.
I'm going to run away.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Davy. It never really works. Besides, where would you run to?
How do I reach the rest of the world?
Ah. Well, now, first you have to get a ship.
Yes.
You start by going downriver from Rigo till you get to the sea. Now, it's no good sailing east, then, because the sea goes on forever.
Does it?
So they say.
Which way did you go, Uncle?
South. You keep the coast to starboard as you leave the river. After a couple of 100 miles or so, you come to the Straits of Neuf. Then after that, you bear southeast a while, and then south. And then you pick up the mainland coast to starboard.
What's it like? My book says it's all badlands or bad fringes country.
Well, it's fringes to begin with. Plenty growing. But if you sail inshore, you can see it's all deviational. Giant heads of corn, higher than trees. Hundreds of queer things.
Oh.
Not many animals, though. And the ones you do see, you couldn't put a name to. Oh, it's a weird, evil land. And many a man who sees it suddenly understands what might happen here if it weren't for the purity laws and the inspectors.
It sounds bad.
Well, that isn't the worst. The plants get scarcer. And then you come to the coast where nothing grows. Nothing at all. And it stretches inland for miles. A huge desert made all of charcoal. You don't see any birds. Nothing moves. Except the waves breaking on the black beaches.
I don't think I will run away, Uncle Axel.
Hmm.
Well, not yet, anyway.
It was lucky I didn't, or I might have missed the arrival of my sister, Petra.
It's a baby. Why do you think Mother's been in bed with a cold since yesterday?
You mean Mother?
Yes. Oh, you're even less grown up than I thought you were. And don't mention the word baby to anyone else. It's something we don't talk about, not till the inspector's been.
Why not?
Well, you know as well as I do, David, it's got to be officially examined and approved. The inspector's got to issue its normalcy certificate.
Suppose he doesn't.
Oh, then it'll be sent away, of course. Won't be human, will it? So it'll be sent away.
Nothing like that happened, though. The inspector called, the certificate was issued, and Petra's existence was finally admitted. Everyone on the farm stopped work, and we assembled in the kitchen for prayers of thanksgiving. It was only 2 days later that I overheard my mother and Aunt Harriet.
With you. A tiny baby, all the way from Kentuck.
I had to. I heard your baby had come early, so... Oh, there she is. Oh, she's lovely, Emily.
Mine's lovely too. Isn't she? Isn't she?
She's very sweet. I am glad, my dear. Henry must be delighted.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he is. She was born a week ago. I didn't know what to do. Then I heard your baby was a girl, too. It was like God answering a prayer. You've got the certificate for her, haven't you?
Well, of course I have. Harriet, you don't mean to tell me that you've not got a certificate. Let me see that child properly.
No.
Harriet, why did you bring it here?
It's such a little thing. Let me leave my baby with you, Emily, and borrow yours, just to get a certificate. Please, you're the only one who can help me.
The enemies of God besiege us. Through our weaker vessels, they attempt to defile the race.
It's an immoral suggestion. It's criminal. You blasphemed.
Go down on your knees and pray, woman. Pray.
Yes, I shall pray. I shall pray to God to send charity into this hideous world, and sympathy for the weak, and love for the unhappy and unfortunate.
They found Aunt Harriet's body next day in the river. Nobody ever mentioned the baby.
Accursed is the mutant, the enemy of God and man, the seed of the devil within, whose wish is to cause this place to become a place without the law.
Please, please, God, let me be like other people. I don't want to be different. I don't want to be an abomination. Please, make me just like everyone else. When I wake up in the morning, please, God.
Morning, sleepy.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I'm still the same.
The same as what?
Why don't you want to mind share with us anymore?
Don't you realize we're different?
Different?
All of us. Don't you know what we are? We're mutants.
Mutants?
What do you mean? We're not anything like that.
What are you talking about?
That's nonsense.
We're mutants, I tell you. Like the things that live in the fringes. We're not right.
All right, Davy. Let's have it. What's your trouble? And nobody's found out, have they?
No.
What is it, then?
Aunt Harriet. She came to see Father and Mother. I heard them. I was in the room next door. She had a baby.
Baby?
There was something different about it. It wasn't going to get a certificate. I think Aunt Harriet wanted to die. Oh, Uncle Axel.
Ah, steady, Davy.
What will they do when they find out I'm different?
They won't. There's nothing for them to see. Nobody's going to know about it, except me. And I'm safe. Watch yourself, though. All of you.
We did. We were very careful. And we were lucky. We managed to avoid direct suspicion for another 6 years, until the autumn I was 18.
Oh, phew. It's hot work.
Hey, David.
Yes?
Come on. Have a rest. You've been at it all morning. Give me that scythe.
All right, thanks. I'll go and give a hand with the stooking for a bit, then. I...
David, what's the matter?
What is it?
What's wrong with him?
The river. The river.
Where are you going? Where's the officer?
Help me. Help me. Help. 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 David.
Rosalind.
Is that my wall with me?
Yes. I'm getting it.
The bell! The bell! Do
Major! It's all right! I'm coming!
By the time he got her out, she was unconscious, but still breathing. We laid her on the bank and both bent over her. I don't know whether our strongest feeling was relief or amazement.
Petra, come on. Come on, my darling. Oh, Petra! I had no idea she was one of us.
She's not. Something like us, perhaps, but not one of us. None of us could command like that. I dropped a whole pot full of soup and just ran.
I know. I was reaping. It was lucky I just handed over my scythe.
She's something much more than we are. Much more.
That night, for the first time in years, I had a once familiar dream. Only this time, when the knife gleamed high in my father's right hand, the deviation that struggled in his left was not a calf. It was not Sophie. It was Petra.
It's all right. It's all right, David.
Rosalind.
How is she now?
All right. I can't make thought contact, though.
Neither can I. I've tried.
Michael, how about you?
No, nothing.
Rachel?
No luck. We've all had a go. Anne and I as well.
Yes, and Catherine.
It must have been panic that brought it out.
She probably didn't even know she was doing it.
Suppose she does it again.
Do you think I ought to warn her? Or tell her about it?
No. Wouldn't be fair. She's only six.
But we can't put that sort of responsibility on her. Not yet.
We'll have to be extra careful then.
They're getting more suspicious too. Almost looking round for someone to blame.
That's because it's been a bad season. We've had 3 field burnings.
So have we.
And the worst deviation rate at lambing time for 20 years, according to Father.
You ought to hear some of the farmhands on the subject.
Ruination. That's what it is.
What's the matter, Jacob?
My bit of garden. Tribulated as hell.
What are you going on about, Jacob? What's wrong?
Beans. What's wrong? First my potatoes and my tomatoes and my lettuce and now my goddamn beans. The others I've had before, but whoever heard of beans being tribulated?
Been a bad year, all right.
It's a judgment, that's what it is. I was a young man, a woman who bore a child that wasn't in the image, was whipped for it. If she bore 3, she was uncertified, outlawed. Made them careful about their purity and prayers, I can tell you. Had a lot less trouble with mutants on account of it. And when there were any, they were burnt.
Burnt?
Keep pure the stock of the Lord by fire.
Do you think there are a lot of people who think that way, Uncle Axel?
Like old Jacob? I don't know. Still, they'll forget all about it when they're dancing at the wedding next month.
Wedding? Well, who's getting married?
Ah, the blacksmith's boy. Young Alan Irvin.
I feel sorry for the girl. Whoever is she?
Anne Brent.
Quiet. Quiet, everybody.
Why didn't you tell us, Anne?
Why should I? What would you all have said to me?
You mustn't do it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I knew you'd say. Because you think I might give you away to Alan, don't you? When I share my life with him, you're frightened.
It's for your own sake you mustn't. It'd be like tying yourself for life to a cripple.
You'll never really be able to share. Not thoughts and feelings.
No, not the way we can. The way we're part of one another.
I'm a woman. I've a right to marry and have children.
Yes, Anne. But again, of our own kind.
There must be some other people like us somewhere.
If we will. Why should I wait? Why should I waste my life waiting for someone who may never come? Besides, I love Alan.
You can't.
What do any of you know about being in love? Except David and Rosalind.
Rosalind.
David. I'll have to go soon.
What did you tell them?
Just that I was going riding.
I'm supposed to be fetching a new harness from the saddler's. Oh, if only we didn't have to snatch meetings.
David.
Hmm?
There's no hope, is there? I mean, it's no use us thinking...
That our fathers would allow us to marry? No hope at all. Both sides would be dead set against it. The only time they'll even meet under the same roof is in church.
And it was at church the following Sunday that it happened.
What is it?
What happened? It looks like the Irvings. Joseph, Caroline is ill. Oh, she's fainted. I'll go and see.
Stay where you are, Emily. There are enough women clustered around her now.
Oh, yes.
You! What's the disturbance?
We've just brought news. It's young Alan Irving. We're going to fetch him home.
Injured?
Dead. Found on a field path with an arrow through his neck.
It's no good. She won't see me.
What did she say, Rachel?
She must have said something.
Just screamed at me to go away. She let a neighbor in, then another. She wouldn't even let me into the house.
She thinks one of us did it.
No,
not us. Do any of you know anything about it? Anything at all?
No.
No. Try to get through to her, Rachel.
Anne.
Anne.
It's no use.
You must try to get a note to her somehow, Rachel. Tell her we had nothing to do with it. Word it carefully, though, so that it won't mean anything to anyone else. In the meanwhile, we'll all keep trying.
Poor Anne.
And we'll keep on behaving as usual. Do you understand, everybody? We don't want to arouse any suspicions. We carry on normally.
Any news yet about Alan Irvin?
He's still dead.
Mary, that's no way to talk. Where's the milk?
Uncle Axel's just bringing it.
Have they any idea who might have done it?
Well, the arrow was one of old William Tay's, apparently.
I could say that about almost every arrow in the district, as he's the best fletcher around here.
Oh, there you are, Axel. Put the pails down here.
Mm. Who could it have been, though?
Someone who had a grudge against the lad. And without speaking ill of the dead, Emily, there's probably quite a few of those in the district, too.
No one who'd want to murder him, though.
What is it, Rachel? What's the matter?
You are stirring that porridge, David.
Yes, Mother. Rachel. Rachel, are you all right?
Besides, everybody was going to church when it happened.
Steady, Rachel. Steady. We're with you.
Nobody was late for church.
Calm down.
Nobody who could have done it.
And tell us.
It's Anne.
What?
Has she said anything?
I went over to her house. Just before I gave him my name, I knocked and knocked. But she didn't answer. The neighbor came, got a log from the wood pile, and pushed the window in. And we climbed through and... Don't, Rachel, don't. I was upstairs in the bedroom. Oh, wasn't it? She was hanging from one of the beams. No! There was a note on the table. The neighbor gave it to me. She thought it was for my parents or me. She can't read, though. So she couldn't see who it was really for.
Who was it for?
The inspector. Anne was denouncing all of us. Me as well. Even Petra. She accused us all of planning Alan's murder.
Oh, Anne.
You've still got the note there.
What?
The note. You're sitting there, holding it. Burn it, Rachel, quickly, while you're still sitting in your own room.
Burn it, Rachel.
Yes, yes. Oh, Anne. I can't believe she's gone. That we've lost her for good.
We lost her months ago. We lost her when she married Alan.
When she stopped mind-sharing with us.
David Strom, what do you think you're doing? You've let the porridge burn again.
All forgiven. Normality rates on the mend.
Yes. Ah, oh, it's a good summer.
David, have you seen Petra?
No, I've been at the Anvil the last hour.
No one set eyes on her since the midday meal.
Not that they deserve it, mind you. The evildoers.
Her pony's not in its stall.
Oh, they were to get their just desserts, they'd be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Oh,
do be quiet, Jacob. I don't think she'd ride off our land, would she, David?
Still time for things to go wrong.
She knows she's not supposed to.
Harvest could fail.
Jacob, will you stop it? David?
I must go.
David, what are you doing?
I'm wanted.
missed. But it was finished off by a couple of arrows as Rosalind and Michael rode into the clearing. It took us quite a while to get Petra down from the tree she'd taken refuge in. And all the time she kept up a piercing mine scream. Then there were more hoofbeats and Rachel arrived.
What's happening?
Petra, she was riding and she was attacked.
We can't pass now, Dalton.
It's going to bring a whole lot of us together. The one thing we said must never happen.
Oh, I'd better get off again then. If she's all right.
Yes, yes, as fast as you can. No.
What's the matter?
Catherine, everything's all right now. But get home again as quickly
What's
as...
What's going on here?
Oh, my sister's pony was attacked. My little sister here. We answered her calls for help.
I heard no calling.
I did.
I'd have thought you could hear it for miles around. The pony was screaming too. Poor little brute. Look, look, here it is.
Hmm. Your sister's name tag, please.
Petra.
And yours. And yours, girl.
Here.
What's all this questioning for?
I'd say it's a good half hour since this pony did any screaming. How did you manage to come straight to this spot? You.
This was the direction the calls had come from.
And it was very good of you to try and help.
There was another pony galloping off as I arrived.
Somebody else heard it, too. We just happened to be nearer. She isn't hurt, luckily. But she's had a nasty fright, and I'd better get her home.
All of you had better get home. The Fringes have got spies out, so you'll keep clear of the woods if you know what's good for you.
One thing first.
What's that?
Your identity tag, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, as you're a stranger to us. I thank you. Jerome Skinner.
My father knows him. I found out at supper. He has a farm bordering on the woods where Petra was attacked. He's fairly new here.
Why was he so suspicious? Does he know anything about mind sharing?
He doesn't do thought shapes himself. I've been trying them out.
I didn't think any of the Normans knew about it.
Some of them know about something like it. It's not really mind sharing, though. It's very rough and inaccurate. They call it telepathy.
Do they think it's deviational?
I don't know. Academically, God is able to read men's minds. So the true image ought to be able to as well. But I wouldn't like to rely on that argument in front of a tribunal.
This Skinner man just seemed to smell a rat to me. Has anyone else been ferreting round?
No, I don't think so.
Good. David, you'd better explain to Petra. And try to teach her to use some self-control.
I agree. We can't risk anything like that happening again.
Don't do it when anyone can overhear you, though.
I'll take her fishing.
It's a sort of game, you see, Petra. You shut your eyes.
They're shut.
Now pretend you're looking down a deep, deep well, and there's nothing to see but dark. Right?
Yes.
Now watch.
A puppy!
Yes.
Hens and chickens.
Hmm.
A horse and cart.
That's right.
Oh, where are they?
You've opened your eyes.
Did that send them somewhere else?
No. They aren't anywhere. They just think things. Now, I'll shut my eyes, too.
Mm.
We'll both look down the well, and then you think a picture so that I can see it.
Oh, it is fun!
Don't let her do that again. I nearly put an axe through my foot.
I've scalded my hand with the kettle.
Soothe her down somehow.
Yes, please.
She isn't unsoothed. That seems to be just the way it is with her.
Well, it's a weight can't stay. She must cut it down.
This time, Petra, make a little think picture, slowly and gently, as if you were making it out of cobwebs.
Mm.
Stand by, everyone. Here it comes.
In spite of the warning, the power was like a thunderbolt. Quite extraordinary coming from that little doll-like creature with fair curls and shining child's eyes. I had to remind myself that she was Petra, that she was only 8.
Oh, Petra, could you be pleased a little less violently?
What's going on with you two? It's impossible to get any work done.
Like hammer blows inside our heads.
Oh, stop! Please, it's awful!
Well, now you know what we feel like when you're mind-sharing at full power.
I want to practice again.
All right. But if anyone comes, I'll get on with this rail and you be ready with the bellows.
Right.
You've learned a lot already.
Mm.
You can get thought shapes from each of us. You can send thought shapes. You can clear your mind without closing your eyes. That's very important.
Yes, they can't tell what I'm doing.
Exactly. Now, how much can you catch when the rest of us are mind-sharing together?
Not very much. I can tell who's doing it. I know if it's you, or Rosalind, or Michael. But it goes so fast it gets muddled. The other ones are even more muddled.
What other ones? Catherine and Rachel?
No, I can tell them. I mean the other ones. The long way away ones.
Someone's been careless, Davy. Joe Darley's been asking questions about you.
Me?
You and Rosalind Morton.
Oh, sounds like a bit of ordinary scandal.
I don't like it.
No.
Petra couldn't have given the game away, could she?
Petra?
Well, she's only a child. She might have let something slip.
I didn't tell you anything about Petra.
No.
How did you find out?
When I was a sailor, there used to be a dive down on the waterfront in Rigo, run by a man called Grouth. He had three girls and two men working for him. And they did just whatever he said. Because if he told what he knew, one of the men would have been strung up for mutiny, two of the girls for murder. I used to watch the way he treated them and the expression on his face when he looked at them. Gloating. He'd got them just where he wanted them.
I don't see what...
I saw the same expression on someone's face in Watnock Church. That same gloating. Someone who had a long look at Rosalind first, then Rachel, then you, and then young Petra. All through morning service, he looked at the four of you.
Who was it?
Alan Irvin.
Alan?
Anne should never have married him. She wasn't the sort who could keep secrets in bed.
My God! But why didn't you tell me before?
Well, it wasn't a time for talking, it was a time for doing. I came home and I thought a bit. And then I put a new string on my bow.
It was you. Uncle Axel, it was you who killed Alan.
It was the only thing to do, Davy.
Tune to this station for the final episode of John Wyndham's The Chrysalids, dramatized for radio by Barbara Clegg, produced for the BBC by Michael Bartlett, and introduced by me, Arthur C. Clarke, from My World of Science Fiction.